Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is The Library of the Forest by Jefferson Nowicki. He's the author of the poetic novel The Book of Transparencies and the story collection The Paper Coast. He's the archivist for the Maine Women Writers Collection and teaches English at Southern Maine Community College. He writes, "The poem takes its title from the amazing project The Library of the Forest by Miguel Angel Blanco. A biologist friend sent an article about Blanco's library to my wife, who loved the title phrase. She saved the phrase for a writing prompt when we were out on a date at a bad Mexican restaurant. The restaurant ran out of guacamole and the margaritas were terrible, but at least I got this poem out of it." The Library of the Forest by Jefferson Nowicki. Many years ago, when it was first put here by those who believed in the magic down the moss, the words formed by lichen that told of how it used to be and how to keep the green green and the tilt in the rock, we were not alive. We found it like this. The books live well in the Library of the Forest. We haven't added anything. We didn't think it needed it. And so our stewardship is to read on the mossy reclines, to make our way through the volumes left to us. I have taken science, and she has taken literature, and we will meet in the middle, where the birches bend below the rotted pine. She tells me what I've missed. I read to her my favorite passages, earmarked with a sap cluster that will last for a very long time, but the forever we have always envisioned does not forever, as no forever does, and so we must plan. We don't know who will find the library after we've gone. We wish we could know, could find the right people to take over the task of green and reading, but we haven't seen anyone for years upon years, just deer and squirrels and the occasional edible mushroom that by now feels like a fellow living creature. We're tired, but we're not done yet, but soon will be. We know the library could sit dormant for years, and of course we worry, but we tell ourselves we found it once by chance, and so can others. It only takes the few to carry on the work of reading, of holding this living thing in your heart. That was The Library of the Forest by Jefferson Nowicki. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like, or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Roddy Nickpour. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.